I'm Ryan Vasquez, Alabama Public Radio News. An advocacy group for the poor in Alabama is teaming with a national healthcare group to highlight the benefits of expanding Medicaid. Alabama Arise and the National Families USA say a large number of people that would be helped are working adults that fall into the so-called Medicaid gap. These people don't make enough for federal subsidies, and they're considered too rich for Medicaid. Irby Ferguson is manager of the Access to Care program at St. Vincent's Health System in Birmingham. He says he sees firsthand what happens to those people.
I think there's an idea sometimes, too, that often goes unchallenged. And I hear this idea that somehow the poor are, to some extent, well, they're moochers, that somehow they've done something wrong to land where they're at. And I can tell you that simply is not true. Many of these folks are actually hardworking people, and they are deserving of help.
The new report says 26,000 construction workers would benefit from expanded Medicaid. Governor Robert Bentley says expansion of Medicaid could be costly in the long run, and he opposes it. Circuit Judge Marvin Wiggins is threatening to sue Governor Bentley for removing him as a trustee of Alabama State University. Wiggins sent an email to the governor saying the removal violates his due process rights and is in violation of the standards of the university's accrediting agency. A spokeswoman for the governor says he's reviewing the letter. Bentley removed Watkins as a trustee on Friday after Watkins refused the governor's request to resign. And the 150th anniversary of the Battle of Mobile Bay is getting a special honor today. The United States Postal Service is unveiling a new forever stamp marking one of the most famous naval battles of the Civil War. The History Museum of Mobile is hosting the event. History curator of the museum, Scotty Kirkland, says there will be a variety of speakers.
Patrick Donahoe, who's the Postmaster General, will be there. He'll actually do the unveiling. We'll have some speeches by the mayor of Mobile, Sandy Stimson, by the History Museum's director, Dr. David Alsobrook, and by David Smithwick, a local historian, who's going to talk a little bit about the battle.
Kirkland says it's an honor to have the stamp unveiled at the museum, and attention is being given to an important piece of Mobile's history. The battles of Gettysburg and Vicksburg were recognized on forever stamps last year. Now for a look at the forecast, here's meteorologist Richard Scott.
Good Wednesday evening to you. Overnight tonight, still going to feel nice out there, dry and clear conditions. Temperatures are going to fall back at the 60s for Thursday, becoming partly sunny. A few isolated storms are possible on Thursday. You'll notice increase in humidity on Thursday and on Friday. A few scattered showers and storms are a little more likely on Friday and Saturday, but not a total washout. Have the umbrella handy. The risk of rain Friday through the weekend at 40%. On WVUA, Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott, that's your local weather forecast.
And I'm Ryan Vasquez, APR News.